Eagle residents are settling in for winter nearly 7 months after record spring flooding devastated the Yukon River community. People from the city and nearby Native Village spent the spring, summer, and fall dealing with the aftermath of high water and ice that destroyed and damaged dozens of buildings, downed power lines, and crushed vehicles and boats. Andy Basich, who organized the local recovery effort, says residents are still reeling from the experience.
They're still a little bit in shock. I mean, people are settling back in and getting back into their lives, but I don't think this event has fully really been felt by everyone. You know, we've all been scrambling to try and get our lives in some kind of order for the winter. And I think as winter goes on and people have time to reflect on it, I think in the springtime maybe we'll see a little bit more of how they really feel about it.
Much has been done in recent months to repair what the flood damaged or swept away. There was a massive cleanup, salvage, and rebuilding effort. Residents got help from a wide variety of sources, and Basich says everyone came together to get the job done before winter.
Samaritan's Purse and the Mennonite Disaster Service and the people from Eagle and the state and the federal agencies, it just gelled, and everybody kind of complimented each other.
The recovery included the construction of 13 new homes. Federal disaster relief funding paid for materials, with additional support and labor from businesses and nonprofit groups. Basich says he was also impressed by individuals who showed up to help in Eagle.
You see a big organization come in, and you kind of have these expectations that they're going to accomplish a lot, but there are a lot of individuals that came on their own and spent time there that did an amazing amount of work and really took the workload away from other people to free them up to do other things. And that was really quite essential to the success of the program.
Basich says there's still work to be done in Eagle. Renters whose lost homes were not covered by government relief programs still need places to live. Basich says the plan is to use leftover donations and materials to build them homes next spring. For now, after months spearheading the recovery in town, Basich has turned his attention to rebuilding his remote downriver homestead. Basich, his partner Kate Rourke, and their sled dogs were airlifted from the property last spring after a river surge ripped buildings from foundations and killed one of their dogs. Basich says they're optimistic about rebuilding despite what happened.
You know, even though there's a lot of work, we love being there, and it's a great place to have our dog teams, and we enjoy being around people, but we really love the solitude that we have there in the wintertime. It's pretty special.
Basich says they've accomplished a lot in recent weeks, resetting buildings, putting in a new dog yard, and gathering possessions scattered by the flood.
It was kind of fun hunting around, a little disappointing at times, you know, to see what made it and what didn't. But, you know, I told Kate, think of it as an Easter egg hunt. And it was kind of fun. Every now and then I'd hear a yell through the woods, "Hey, I found the blah, blah, blah," you know.
Basich says the Eagle area landscape looks very different as a result of the flood. He says the water and ice carved channels in the forest and left the riverbanks denuded of trees and vegetation for miles.